This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I woke up this morning going, all right, you know, pretty easy day. You know, going to do my show. Going to talk to some high school students. Kind of a light day. And I've needed a light day. I've kind of been working a lot. And, you know, I haven't taken a vacation in the longest time. It's, you know, all right. But then, while I was sitting here prepping for the show, I realized that I'm making the same mistake that I think a lot of us make. We underestimate the importance of what we're doing and the whole chain reaction of things that we do. You know, like somebody will drop a banana peel. Somebody else may see that banana peel and then drop something else. Somebody else may miss the garbage and not pick up his can because he sees a banana peel in there. Then somebody else trips over the can, falls, breaks their jaw. Because they broke their jaw, they couldn't propose to somebody. She never got a proposal. She leaves, marries somebody else who ends up killing her. You see how little things happen and you don't realize how important your piece is, your puzzle piece is to the whole thing. So, one of the things I'm doing today, like I told you, I was rambling, like I'm going to be talking to some young high school students. I know exactly, hold the phone. If Dr. Dahlia is going to be talking to some high school students, you know how much could go wrong or could go right? This is a big deal. So basically, what's happening is we have this thing in Southern Nevada called Camp Med, where 14-year-old students, so they are kids going into high school, right? So they're supposed to be, you know, freshmen going to freshmen. No, we do not make fun of freshmen. No. So they're supposed to be kids going into high school, and they're interested in medicine. And so Touro University, Nevada, UNLV, Roseman University, AHEC, PBS Kids, or Vegas PBS all gets together to make this happen, make a experience, a camp for these young kids to go, to pretend, you know, and feel what it's like to be a doctor. They go through a case, and then they have a award ceremony. Dr. Ken Rosenthal was integral in putting this together. And then they get their BD at the end of all of this. Now, I'm an MD, medical doctor. A BD stands for not baby doctor. I know, it's like, oh, there you got your baby doctor, day, little baby. No, it's called beginner doctor. Apparently, they don't like to be called baby doctors. So, I'm supposed to today speak about why I chose to be a doctor, why I chose medicine. Now, that could destroy somebody. I mean, if I really go into my childhood and I go into the deep-rooted reasons for why I wanted to be a doctor, I don't think these kids will be able to sleep at all the rest of their lives. I mean, I had a very, very weird childhood. I haven't really gone into too much detail with it because I just think some people would end up getting arrested as a result, you know, from all the weird stuff that happened to us as kids. But the fact that these kids are going to be getting advice from me, I better take a second and I better rethink about my story. Now, you guys know I wanted to become a doctor because, yeah, I wanted to help people. But I also wanted to prove my family wrong. I wanted to get away from the family. And I wanted to later turn around and have to support the family. And don't ask. And so, for me, I figured, since I like medicine, I like helping people, I love the smell of Band-Aids, you know, it'll work. I really, my true love was show business. I really wanted to be in show business. But when I dissect back, and I look back as a kid, I really liked boo-boos and fixing people's boo-boos and putting a Band-Aid on it and, oh, and, you know, looking in their ear. I mean, I always found that stuff fascinating. I always wanted to go in and fix something. And I wanted to be the one who knew how to do it. So I wanted to be a fixer. Now, you're supposed to, with young minds, inspire them to want to help the greater good. You know, and be the best they could be. And, you know, and I wanted to be like the doctor on the Love Boat. You know, where everybody liked him and everybody wanted to date him, you know. And he had a cool cabin. I wanted to be better looking than him. I didn't really know much about Marcus Welby. You know who I really want to be? Hawkeye. No, no, not Hawkeye. Was it Hawkeye? Who was the, yeah, not Klinger. I want to be Hawkeye and MASH. I thought that was cool where you get to sit there and joke around and tell your, you know, superiors to go blank themselves. That's kind of what I wanted to be. And so when I looked at all that and I looked at other careers, I'm like, I think that would be cool. I don't have to dress up. I don't have to wear a skirt. I don't have to wear nylons. If I don't feel like wearing a bra some days, I don't have to, because I could wear those scrub-looking things. And I could be a hero. And if I have to support my family, I'll be making extra money to do it. And it just worked. Now, okay, I can't tell kids that. So I'm going to have to come up with a much better G-rated, well, that's the other thing, too. So when I was younger, in the 70s, nurses were always blonde and pretty, and then the doctors were guys. And so my mom, you know, asked me when I was 3, you know, what do I want to be? So this is like 74 or whatever. What do I want to be when I grow up? I go, I want to be a nurse. She's like, why? I go, because, you know, look, I'll be blonde. I always wanted to be a blonde. I could be blonde, I could be pretty, and look at how the doctors, you know, like you. Look at that, you know? Doctors think you're, you know, cute. I was like a little, I mean, I was already looking for my husband at age 3. And my mom was like, well, you know, girls could be doctors, or, you know, do you want to help you? Well, she basically got out of me that, yeah, I do want to help people, but I can't be a doctor because doctors are boys, nurses are girls. She's like, no, girls could be doctors too. So then I was like, oh, okay, all right. So I don't have to wear a bra, and I could be a doctor. So I thought that was pretty cool. But then you come to realize in medical school that the nurses are really the backbone of medicine. They're the ones that are you know, in charge of everything anyway. So if I really want to be in charge, I should have been a nurse. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we predicted this. It was only a matter of time when pharmaceutical companies would say, I'm going to pass. Let another pharmaceutical company make the drug. So we're being told that some major pharmaceutical companies are backing away from making antibiotics. Novartis in July became the latest pharmaceutical company to shut down its antibiotic research projects. The move comes as FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has expressed concern over the growing epidemic around antimicrobial resistance, which is when bacteria grow resistant to available medications, right? It's when a antibiotic doesn't kill the bacteria because the bacteria is strong. Superbug. They say new options to combat these include some antibiotic combination therapy, bacteriophage therapy, we'll talk about in a second. But interesting how Novartis, which is a great pharmaceutical company, very popular, very successful pharmaceutical company, is backing down. Other companies have as well. Now, they include AstraZeneca, Sanofi, Allergan. Many of them are exiting from this type of research because, why? Lack of profit. Now, I also think, maybe also liability. Think, let's just look, you know, let's look at what's happening with the whole narcotic issue. Purdue, with OxyContin, is getting hit with lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit because people are blaming the opioid epidemic on them. You gotta sue somebody. You gotta sue somebody, so we'll sue the pharmaceutical company that makes one of the most popular narcotics. So it's only a matter of time when somebody is gonna sue a pharmaceutical company for antibiotic resistance. You didn't warn us. You didn't warn us that your medicine would breed superbugs. That's going to be next. Mark my words. Somebody is going to sue a pharmaceutical company because of our superbug problem. They're also going to probably, if our superbug problem gets the same media attention as the narcotic issues and the opioid deaths, they're also going to go after doctors who write antibiotics. This medicine, I mean, us becoming socialized is the least of our worries. Government getting involved to try to control something when they're controlling it half-assed is more dangerous. So, one of the reasons that these pharmaceutical companies are not making money is a lot of changes with Obamacare prevented them from making profit. Everyone's like, oh yeah, big pharma, they don't need to make any more money than they do. So yeah, they can't up their prices. We have, you know, they have to show us our profit, their profit margins. There has to be more transparency and all sorts of other stuff. And the Obamacare plans are going to highlight generics, obviously, because they're cheaper. Now, true, a lot of medicines out there are ridiculously expensive. We saw that with Mylan and the EpiPens. So, yes, I don't mind there being some raised eyebrow going, okay, are you kidding me? Really? But that should inspire competition for another company to hopefully make a new brand. The problem is patents. You can't just, until a company loses patent, the generic companies can't jump in and, you know, vie for making these products and then drive the price down. So, Novartis, right, said it's going to exit the antibacterial and the antiviral research. Superbugs are a huge threat. Viruses are a huge threat. Viruses like Ebola. Zika scared the hell out of us. Anybody who didn't want to see a baby born, you know, with half its head. Zika was scary. Hepatitis kills. HIV is a virus. And so Novartis, as well as AstraZeneca, Sanofi, Allergan, exiting this type of research. Why spend millions or billions of dollars developing, researching a drug, developing it, manufacturing it, promoting it, marketing it, just for it not to ever hit a socialized medicine or an Obamacare formulary list? It's a waste of money. So I don't blame them. Now, Merck, Roche, GlaxoSmithKline, and Pfizer are still the remaining pharmaceutical companies. They still do have active antibiotic programs. That's according to Nature Biotech. Only 12 antibiotics, however, have been approved since 2000. So, you know, with penicillin, back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, with its development and then use in World War II, the antibiotic development has kind of been a little bit of a cluster. We've needed to make stronger medications, but then we have stronger bugs. And we haven't been approaching this bacteria fight laterally. It's been very longitudinal. We come up with an antibiotic that'll kill the bacteria, great. Then the bacteria outsmarts the antibiotic, makes progeny that outsmart the antibiotic, we have resistance to that antibiotic. Then we come up with a newer antibiotic and a newer antibiotic. And at some point, we're going to just have to nuke these things. And what I think we need to do is come up with other things like light therapy. They were talking about Tasmanian devil milk, going back to silver. Silver used to kill things in the olden days. We used to use silver nitrate to kill gonorrhea. So antibiotics are a nice way to fight, but we are going to always lose this fight. Nature is going to outsmart us. And so I think these pharmaceutical companies see the writing on the wall. And I think many of them are freaked out that they could unfortunately be at risk of being sued and blamed for antibiotic resistance. Dr. Jean Patel, science team lead of antibiotic strategy and coordination at the CDC, said a fair number of active antibiotics used against bacteria actually come from small startup-sized companies that usually later get acquired by Big Pharma. They provide the infrastructure to complete the clinical trials, then market the drug. But with increasing numbers of big pharma firms backing out of antibiotic pursuits, it decreases the variety of new drugs that can be brought to the market. They say the costs to develop a new antibiotic drug are no less expensive compared to development of drugs of other areas. And the commercial potential is much less. People want to buy a Z-Pak for a $5 copay. Yet, if it's a cancer medication, some people will go, no, you know what, I'll pay a few hundred a month for that. So this lack of research from Big Pharma is huge, according to Business Insider. Each year in the U.S., at least 2 million people become infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria. 2 million. According to the CDC, 23,000 people die each year. It's estimated as many as 10 million people could die annually from superbugs by 2050 if nothing is done. Now, we talked about super gonorrhea. We talked about a gentleman who cheated on his wife in Southeast Asia, comes back to England, has this super gonorrhea that can't be treated with anything, and the British doctors are, what in bloody hell is this? They freaked out. They finally got it to work. But these things spread. These things can spread across the globe easily. They say a woman died in 2017 because she contracted a bug that resisted 26 different antibiotics. I think that woman was from Reno. So antibiotic-resistant strains might be happening faster than we could develop a drug. So how long does it take to develop a drug? Years. Years. Even if they figure out the chemical compound and they do all the lab work and they work 24/7, you need to follow patients. You need to recruit patients. You need to study patients. Then after the patients take the medicine, you have to follow them for a period of time. So what I suggest we do is start focusing on light therapy. I mean, like, for example, what if you have strep throat and we use a dedicated photon light source that can kill and destroy bacteria, like a treatment of something like that, that doesn't hurt or expose, you know, anybody, any radiation or anything bad like that. And we treat strep throat with a couple topical treatments. Then we could give penicillin a little bit of a rest. I don't know. I mean, you see, there's, you know, a whole variety of things. An abscess. You drain an abscess, drain it, clean it out, put a little pellet in there, maybe a little silver pellet, let it clear up and go away. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke in Kansas City at the VFW National Convention. The president had a message for everyone who served in the Korean War.
I know we're joined today by many incredible veterans of the Korean War. Thank you for your courageous service. We're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives in Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil. That's starting the process.
The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board is recommending to the court that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. Following his conviction, state law requires Cosby to register as a sex offender, and the possible predator classification would result in increased treatment in prison and increased notification of neighbors when and if he is released. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, CNBC has America's 10 worst states to live in. Now, some of you guys may say, well, yeah, you know, that's my state. And, I don't know. I don't know if your state made the list. I'll tell you what the list. My state is Nevada. Love Nevada. I've lived in Nevada now for almost most of my life. Wouldn't leave. Fabulous state. Not on the list. Woohoo! So, apparently, according to CNBC, they have this poll from America's top states for business. And they look at factors such as violent crime rates, area attractions, health care, environmental quality, and they have come up with the top states, I guess, it's called our top states methodology and sources. I could think of a better title than that. So, the 10th worst state to live in this year, was New Mexico. They say the state calls itself the land of enchantment, but they say it's false advertising. In 2016, according to CNBC, the most recent full year of statistics available from the FBI, New Mexico recorded the second highest violent crime rate in the country and the highest rate of property crime. In the first quarter of 2018, the Albuquerque Police Department reported a 50% increase in homicides from the year before. New Mexico had the fourth highest rate of drug deaths in the U.S. last year. More than 22% of its children live in poverty. So for quality of life score, they got an F. For weaknesses, they have crime and health. For strengths, they do have nice attractions and air quality, but still ranked low. For quality of life, they tied worst with Mississippi. Mississippi came in 9 overall for the worst state to live. I've never been to Mississippi. I think I would love Mississippi. Elvis Presley, I think, is from Mississippi. And apparently, Elvis Presley, didn't he eat like peanut butter, bacon, and banana sandwiches, right? Well, they believe that the diet in Mississippi is causing them to have the second highest obesity rate in the nation. They also have the nation's highest cardiovascular death rate and the second highest level of cancer rates. Last year, Gallup found Mississippi had among the highest levels of economic anxiety in the nation. The Magnolia State takes its nickname from a sturdy, robust tree that's abundant in the state. They're suggesting that Mississippians try to look around to give themselves some inspiration. Mississippi gets hit a lot. They got a great F for quality of life. Their weaknesses is their health. They have low crime, good air quality. Now, South Carolina ranked also number 9, tied 9. The Palmetto State, people love its coastline, has historic sites, a lot of culture, but they have a high crime rate. They say South Carolina is one of America's unhealthiest states, with one of the highest incidences of diabetes in the nation. A lot of crime, good attractions and air quality, but they ranked 15th for quality of life, 15th worst. Oklahoma made the list. Oklahoma has the fourth highest rate of on-the-job deaths in the nation. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The state also has a high obesity rate. Regular exercise does loads to improve general well-being and quality of life, but they say only half of Oklahomans report that they exercise frequently or at all. So they also get an F for quality of life. They have not a lot of crime, not good health, but their air quality is good. Missouri has the highest rate of violent crime in the nation. In 2017, the state reported 600 murders, an 11% increase from the year before. Missouri, or Missouri, however you want to pronounce it, I guess, also lacks protections against discrimination for LGBT people, they say. And they have good air quality, but issues with crime, health, and lack of inclusiveness. Indiana. So Indiana is, I guess, called the crossroads of America. And they have issues that rank them low because they lack explicit protections against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, age, or marital status. So they got an F. Tennessee has the fifth highest violent crime rate in the nation. The, quote, volunteer state still needs some people to help, you know, clean up the neighborhoods, stop the crime. According to the CDC, for every 100,000 people in Tennessee, 9,500 people will die before the age of 75, which is 30% higher than the national rate. No statewide discrimination protections, they say, on marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity. So they got an F in quality of life score. Alabama made number 3, third worst. Has one of the highest crime rates in the nation, lowest concentration of mental health providers, and they say no statewide protections against discrimination of any sort. Louisiana made the list. Louisiana, they say, is one of the fattest states in the country. The highest rates of infectious disease. They have high crime, pollution, a lot of economic anxiety. You know, I was on Bourbon Street. I've been to New Orleans twice. Years ago, Bourbon Street was wonderful. It was, I mean, it was just great. You know, a lot of people there, and yeah, you could see people getting rowdy, etc. Maybe some vomit, you know. Last time I went to Bourbon Street, it was around Christmas. It was almost a ghost town. And the street wasn't really, you know, taken care of, and it was just a much different feel. I hope they don't lose their flame, because I really like Louisiana. And then Arkansas is now ranked the worst state to live in the United States. Arkansas does not provide protections against discrimination based on race, sex, religion, national origin. It is one of only three states that bars localities from enacting wider protections of their own. And they have a lot of mental distress. 16% of Arkansans. Second highest rate in the nation. All right, so, you know, when we hear these 10 worst states to live, I mean, whether you live in a state such as that or not, I mean, yeah, we take this stuff with a grain of salt. But I am noticing, even in my neck of the woods, crime. Crime is not going down. Crime is going up. And you always hear that, you know, crime's rising. Crime's going up. Crime's going up. Violent crime. I would like to hear the types of crimes. What type of crimes are there? You guys saw that Metro officer. It's hit the news where one of our Las Vegas Metro officers was being shot at while he was pursuing a suspect that had killed somebody. And he basically had to shoot at him through his window. It was a high-speed car chase. He was finally able to subdue the suspect. And, I mean, you know, fantastic work on his part. You know, not hurting any bystanders and being able to get the guy that murdered somebody, but we don't have enough guys like that. We don't have, or girls, we don't have enough people in law enforcement. And, you know, when you hear crime, you know, this state is the worst with crime, and we have, you know, crime rates rising, you know, what are we doing to kind of protect, and how do you approach worsening crime? You know, I mean, more patrol officers. Well, now, you know, cops are getting shot. Cops just sitting there trying to have their lunch are getting shot. It's not really attracting a lot of people. A lot of young kids are like, I think I'll go for something safer. So maybe a lot of the crime is because people are on drugs. Maybe a lot of the crime is because people are poor, they're hungry. Maybe it's because they're angry, depressed, have mental illness. You know, we haven't even, I think, begun to really conquer what we need to figure out how to decrease these issues. For example, if somebody is really jonesing or they're high on something, do we have means to bring them down? Do we have mental health facilities? Do we have enough manpower to subdue them? So multifaceted. 1-877-DOCS-OLLY. Don't go away.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, how many of you guys get your blood work done from Quest, from LabCorp? Or you don't even know who your lab is. Well, you might want to just kind of know and keep an eye on it. Because hackers have now breached the network at LabCorp. LabCorp is one of the largest diagnostic blood testing laboratories in the U.S. There are now fears that millions of patients' private records could have been exposed. We're being assured that didn't happen. but they say hackers have been able to breach one of the largest clinical laboratories in America. LabCorp is a Fortune 500 company. I've had blood work done at LabCorp. LabCorp is huge. It's throughout the country. And a company insider told Daily Mail that the computer network was shut down across the U.S. last Sunday morning. And the hackers did try to access the private medical records of millions of people. Senior managers were informed that the entire computer network of LabCorp was shut down. The firm's tech experts are now working to bring the system back online after what the LabCorp person, spokesperson, had told Daily Mail that was suspicious activity. The firm insists that there was no evidence of unauthorized transfer or misuse of data, but a company insider claims it could be weeks before LabCorp's experts discover the extent of the breach and whether or not the hackers were pulling data. So the insider said the only reason for a nationwide shutdown would be in a scenario where there was a suspicion for data intrusion. LabCorp was hacked. The suspicion is they were pulling data, but the full extent, what was accessed, if anything, isn't clear. So, okay, somebody could say, all right, this is a rumor. You got some insider wanting to make a news story, and, you know, but you know what? Whether it, you know, whether it's confirmed or not, this is a wake-up call to you and I that our labs are on a computer system, a nationwide computer system that somebody globally could access. LabCorp runs a vast network of labs and patient centers nationwide. They'll do blood work, HIV tests, urinalysis, drug testing, etc. The firm's headquarters is in Burlington, North Carolina. It also operates the National Genetics Institute in Los Angeles with a wider network of 36 primary labs across the country. LabCorp has a $10 billion plus annual turnover, provides testing in Puerto Rico, outside the U.S., and three Canadian provinces. Now, of course, LabCorp, and I believe them, just like any other lab, promises to protect our information. Says LabCorp is committed to the protection of your PHI, which is your protected health information. Quote, and will make reasonable efforts to ensure the confidentiality of your PHI. They're going to make reasonable efforts to ensure the confidentiality. See, I don't want a reasonable effort. I want it to be a done deal. If I have a blood test done, and I don't want anyone looking at it, don't make a reasonable attempt to ensure my confidentiality. That sucker better be confidential. The firm also states it will require to notify patients of any data breach within 60 days after discovery of the breach. Well, what am I supposed to do? So I get my cholesterol test. My HDL should be good. Let's say my HDL isn't. I'm here on air telling you guys how to do a diet, telling you my numbers are all good. I get told that there's data breach. Somebody can know my HDL. What am I supposed to... I can't control that. What? I'm supposed to call the media? Okay, I might have lied. Maybe my HDL isn't as high as I said. What if somebody has an STD? What if somebody has, you know, an exposure to something and they don't want other people to know about it? Because the average person may not understand that that could be a, you know, a bug that may always seem, like, for example, some people will show positive for hepatitis. They may be a carrier, not necessarily infectious. So somebody could panic, see that, go, oh, they have hepatitis. Person gets fired. I mean, you know, we want our privacy when it comes to our labs. Kevin Guntner, Global Security Senior Manager for LabCorp, declined to comment on the breach. In a statement from LabCorp, the company said during the weekend of July 14th, LabCorp did detect suspicious activity on its information technology network. They immediately took certain systems offline as part of the comprehensive response to contain the activity, which is good. This temporarily affected test processing and customer access to test results. Work has been ongoing to restore full system functionality as quickly as possible. So, I mean, I'm confident that they are on top of it, but this is what I'm not confident about. They say last year there were 477 healthcare data breaches reported by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or the media. 477 healthcare data breaches. That's 5.5 million patient records at least. I mean, are we going to be understanding of this? I mean, are we going to accept that our data will get leaked? Now, me, I've come to that acceptance. Fine. My weight is going to get out there one day. Luckily, it changed. Just so I could say, oh, I was that way, but I'm not anymore. My age is out there. It doesn't matter. Google has your age. You know? Can't really keep that private. Can't lie about that. I can't lie about my natural hair color. Well, I guess not for long, because as gray comes in, I guess y'all know. Who cares? Who cares about that stuff? And so maybe as a society, we're going to later have to have this attitude of, who cares if somebody has hepatitis or HIV or chlamydia or diabetes or had a rectal abscess culture or MRSA? I don't care. We're not there yet. Society is very nervous. If somebody gets wind that you had a superbug, they may not realize that, well, your superbug was cured, you're good, that was in the past. This could be a huge problem. Our medical records, our labs are online. Now, one thing we could do is we could have pseudonyms. We could have fake names. That's what a lot of stars do. A lot of stars will have a fake name and do their lab under that. So John Doe, you know, if that doesn't get leaked. Because, you know, when people run your labs, there's a bunch of people in the lab. It's not 100% private. When the company has to bill the insurance, your medical office gives a code, the lab gives a code, and everybody can look up the code. So half a dozen people, at the very least, are already up in your business. So maybe we have to start coming up with, you know, certain pseudonyms or codes so that if a lab result is out there, all people know is it's 0178562. The only problem is like Facebook. Facebook gives us codes, but you can look up who owns that code too. So, you know, now that we have succumbed to the computer age and we let computers rule us, we are going to have to be okay with the fact that nothing later will be private. We have cameras everywhere. We have satellites. You want to hook up with somebody, you're going to be watched. There is going to be a record of everything. Your phone, your camera, everything. There is going to be a record of everything. And you're going to just have to be okay with that. A lot of us aren't. Whatever happened in the past, we want in the past. I had mono. I don't really want that getting out there all over the place because people go, oh, she has mono, so don't kiss her. No, kiss me. You can kiss me. Please. That mono was back in medical school. By the way, I didn't get it from kissing. With mono, you acquire the virus, and then it comes out when you're stressed or busy or in medical school. No one's going to kiss me now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll break that.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.